You may be seated. We are on a little short series on holiness. And last week we introduced holiness and what it means in the Bible, the definitions of holiness. And just a reminder to you, when you read your Bible and the word holy occurs and the word sanctify, they are all from the same Hebrew and Greek words. Only in the English do we differentiate the words holy and sanctify. But they are both from the same Hebrew in the Old Testament and Greek in the New Testament words. And we're going to look at this morning the beauty of holiness. And for that, let's look at the book of Exodus chapter 28. Exodus chapter 28. First, in reference to Aaron's garments that was made in the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 28. And it says here, verse 2 and verse 3. And you shall make holy garments. Note the words holy again. Holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that is to set him apart, that he may minister to me as a priest. So the garments are part of the way in which God consecrate him or sanctify or separate him. Note the words in verse 2 which says that these are holy garments, and the purpose of the holy garments is that he will be clothed with glory and beauty. We have always thought of holiness as freedom from sin or freedom from this and that. It's usually freedom from some uncleanness or some acts of cleansing. But from God's perspective, holiness is more than that. And holiness is being beautiful in the sight of God. Holiness is being beautiful in the sight of God. God's definition of holiness is beauty. That's the way He defines beauty. When something is beautiful, it is harmonious, it is in proportion, it is mathematically what I call accurate. Music, for example, is good music, has exact mathematical proportions. Noise doesn't have those synchronized forms. And so everything that is of beauty to God is always in harmony. Let's look at one more verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles, in chapter 16, verse 29. And this is an exhortation from the Lord in a psalm by David. And this is what David declared in verse 29 of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. Give to the Lord the glory that is due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. And then he says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And you find that verse occurring several times in the Old Testament. There is beauty in holiness. And it calls it that there's the beauty of holiness. So the end result of being holy is so that we could be beautiful in the eyes of God. Don't forget that God considers us His bride. And Jesus, being the bridegroom, we want the bride of Jesus Christ to be beautiful. However, beauty, as we define it, and humans define beauty, usually they are limited to the physical realm. There are a lot of other dimensions of beauty that human beings who are fallen do not see or understand. And how much more even the beauty of holiness. Let me give a few examples here. In the book of Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. And right towards the end portion. Proverbs 20 verse 29. It says, the glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. But the word splendor there is the same Hebrew word for beauty. So the old King James puts it that way. Let me put it back. It says, the glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their, and the beauty of old men is their gray head. Isn't that interesting? Now, we know that society at large doesn't, sometimes not only do they don't respect the elderly, they try their best not to grow old. Right? There's lots of people spend thousands of money so that they don't look old. And the Bible says there's a certain beauty in an elderly person. Yeah, take a longer round of those, some of you who are right. Don't look too close to others and look at it. Do you think I'm old? Right. But there is a certain beauty that God defines in growing old in the Lord. See, society fights so hard not to grow old. But what's this physical body is only temporary. Because when we all get to heaven, there's no such thing as age anymore. And we're all transformed into His likeness. But there's something about growing old graciously in the Lord. And there's beauty in that. There's a beauty of wisdom upon their lives if they have walked with God. There's beauty of experience that is there reflected upon them. And the Bible considers those things beautiful. Right? But you probably won't find it in any of those magazines. Right? And they put on the front page, look at this beautiful elderly person. You hardly find that. The Bible defines beauty differently. This is just to open our eyes to the fact that there are many other forms of beauty than we think. Too many times we're influenced by the world's concept of what is beautiful. And for the ladies, I got one more verse for you. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter 3. And it says in 1 Peter 3, verse 4, I've got to read the whole portion, so let's read verse 3 and 4. 1 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. So the Bible speaks about inner beauty in a woman. And the world wouldn't recognize these things. And it says, don't let it be just something outwardly. Now, I know some preachers take this verse and they go to the extreme. And they take this verse and say, look, the Bible says that you shouldn't braid your hair, you shouldn't wear gold, you know, you shouldn't do all these things. And they quote 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 2, verse 3. And so they include that, lipsticks, makeup, etc., etc. And you actually have whole Christian denominations who don't do those things. I'm not sure whether they exist here, but I know in America they do exist. Their whole denominations built around this doctrine of their concept of holiness. And so their women, some of them don't cut their hair. And they don't wear makeup. They don't do all those things. They don't use any physical things to augment their beauty. Or whatever, physical beauty.
We all do.
Okay.
We wear gold here.
Yeah. Amen. So we are talking about this extreme group who misinterpret the Bible. And so you say, what is your position? And what is the position of the church? Well, obviously, it's not against braiding hair, not against all those things. It's just saying proportion. Because the same people who says that you shouldn't braid your hair, you shouldn't wear gold, don't forget in verse 3, they also say shouldn't put on clothing. So of course, if you want to remove one, you must remove all, correct? So if the Bible in the same passage say don't wear gold, it should also say don't wear clothing, which is terrible, right? So we know that shouldn't be correct. So the Bible is just saying that do not be engrossed just in the physical. Right? It's there, alright, do whatever you want at that. But it says there is something greater than physical beauty. And there's a beauty of the spirit, and there's a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. That's important. So the next time, you know, you happen to see in the newspapers and all that, and they have this beauty contest or whatever, and they put all these physically beautiful women, you look at their face very carefully, some of them are ugly in their spirit. Their eyes are ugly. It reflects a hate, temper, and irritableness. All those things are inside. It's terrible. Because the world only sees the physical, they don't see the spiritual. But on the other hand, there is such a thing as spiritual beauty, which in verse 4 it says, precious in the eyes of God. Precious in the eyes of God. And the good news is, this type of beauty never passes away. It's eternal. You have it in God, and you develop it in God, you take it with you to heaven. But physical beauty, no matter how people augment it to operations and through this, only lasts temporarily. It doesn't last forever. And they fight to try to maintain it, but it's not a fight that they're going to win. They should just grow old graciously. And so here is an important fact that says this is precious in God. So if there's any young man here looking for a bride, and the next time you look, don't just look physically, but look spiritually. And also, if you ever fall in love and you look at a person and you want to, and whether you be a young man, a young woman, and you want to get married, before you get married, take a look at your friend's parents. Because the next time you look at the young lady that you're going to marry, take a good look at her mother. Because in 40 years' time, she may look like that. And young ladies, and you about to get married, a young man, take a good look at that man's father. 40 years' time, he may look like that. Right. Physical beauty passes away. A spiritual beauty is eternal and is precious in the eyes of God. I just give those verses for us to have an idea that the concept of beauty that we have needs to be widened into a dimension that is higher than we can imagine. Now, our physical eyes are limited unless the spirit opens your spiritual eyes to your natural eyes to the spiritual world. But truly, in the spiritual world, if you can see someone in the spirit, you can actually detect spiritual beauty. Just as in the natural, if something is in order, you could detect it. And just as in the physical, there is physical proportion and beauty, we recognize that. In the spiritual, when the physical is done away and you're looking in the spiritual, you can literally see a person's spiritual beauty. It's that obvious in the spiritual realm. And also you can detect a person's spiritual ugliness if it exists. So there the Bible tells us, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Apparently holiness produces a form of beauty that gives pleasure to God. And God wants us to be holy because holiness is His concept of the highest form of beauty. Can you imagine that? The highest form of beauty is holiness. And just in case we think that that word worship Him in the beauty of holiness, that the beauty of holiness refers to us, no, it refers to God as well as us. Look at verses like Psalm chapter 27. Psalms 27,